Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's better or worse when you finally gave something a try. A couple of other comments here, guys. Meth. Worst experience I've ever had in my life.
Good.
So glad I wasn't one of the ones that got hooked on that S. It was terrible.
But I liked that they gave it a try.
Yeah, that's not something that I'd want to just try. Like, you know what I'm going to do Friday night? I'm going to try some meth.
I mean, you know, I have no interest in trying it, but I tried Oxys years ago. Not for me.
No, not me.
But now I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything I'd heard, they were great.
Right? How long did it take us to walk into the bar that day?
I don't know. It took forever. And then watching you try to pull or use the cigarette machine was like...
It's a muscle relaxing, Ted. I wasn't aware of how much it relaxed
your
muscles.
I wasn't either. I did not like that.
No.
It was like watching a child try to throw a ball for the first time. You know, they just have no idea what they're doing.
Did you come out and get us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was where I was sitting in the bar, I could see you two. And then finally I just opened the door, you know me, and I'm like, what in the hell is going on? And then when you guys sat down, you're like, well, we took this. And it's, I was like, all right. You know what I mean? There's a reason behind it. But originally I just thought you were being idiots. So I was like, are they messing with me?
No, we gave Oxys a run, and it's like, ooh, this is not for me, man.
No, that's not.
I mean, I've only tried opiates when I'm, like, had a surgery or something.
Right.
And, like, again, it would make me super itchy, and just, I was like, this, yeah.
I got a handful downstairs.
You got what?
I got a handful downstairs.
What, of opiates?
Yeah.
For what?
Well, you know, somebody's going to be in recovery here soon.
Oh, yeah.
To pick up a script.
Oh, did you really? What'd you get, like Percocet or something?
No, just Oxys.
Well, that was what I
would rather have anything other than Oxys. That's the last time I had a surgery. The first thing they want to give you are Oxys, and I said, man, look, just give me anything other than Oxys. And it ended up taking longer because they just have them, you know what I mean? They rain out of the sky. So they ended up giving me Percocet.
Okay.
And I was like, fine. And I ended up, they gave me 30 pills. I want to say I took 6 for the pain. Then after that, I'm like, I can deal with this pain. There's a former coworker of ours. I'm like, look, I got 24 Percocets because I have an ounce of weed. We traded, done.
Yeah. My thing was, I hate the feeling of being bloated and constipated. So I try to
do
weigh
you,
myself.
Do you hate that?
Well, I try to get, well, that's what backs you up
when
you take that stuff. So for me, it was just like, as soon as I can stop taking that stuff, it's just not my buzz.
Yeah.
I don't know. The one surgery I had, right, they gave, and this was back in the day, so they would give you a bunch of them. But yeah, at one point I realized I was like, oh, this isn't for pain. Like, I'm just kind of high.
Yeah, nice.
So that's the guy. We got to stop this.
I've never tried them.
The other thing, too, is like, you know, for a while there, that was like the thing. People wouldn't go out drinking hard, but you'd like have some drinks and have a pain pill or what's it? Xanax. Or
Xanax. That's everyone's go-to now, right?
But the problem with Xanax is the same thing. Like, I like to rip beers and you just black out.
Yeah.
And it's bad. Your body's still out there functioning. Apparently it was you were grabby last night.
Oh, but you had to be told?
Yes.
And blamed it on Xanax.
Grabby to who? Everybody?
Yeah. There was a hot tub involved. I mean, it just, dead. I have nothing to this day.
You don't know what happened?
No.
Just what people tell you, but no one's happy.
People weren't pissed. Like, they were like, you're fine, but they were like, you were awfully grabby. And I was like, ugh.
You're fine, but we're going to bring it up.
Just anybody who was in there, you're just grabbing them?
Miles, I don't know.
Yeah. You don't know?
I mean, I assume it was women.
Could have been everybody.
But it could have been somebody else.
Get your head off, everybody.
One of my favorite calls in the vault is somebody called in, and she was doing pretty good on 4 Locos and Valium.
Oh, wow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, value.
What's so what is Xanax? Xanax just makes you what? Just
Xanax is a,
anti-anxiety.
Something.
Because everyone, basically people use, when people want to get high on Xanax, they'll book a flight so they can go to the airport and lie about why they're popping. I need this to fly. Produces no, you feeling, don't. It, you're
does it
popping
make, does
them
make
to
you
get
go,
high.
To, go to sleep?
Produces feelings of calmness and relaxation by slowing down brain activity. So I would not be shocked if people just passed out on
so
the plane.
So it just shuts your brain down.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Right.
But volume. If I was going to do a prescription drug, that's it.
What now? What is that?
I don't know anything about.
It's like prescription grade weed.
Oh yeah,
just really, just like you're like, oh, you know what?
All right.
I am in a good mood.
They may give me volume once. Yeah, I think after a surgery.
Like for instance, my buddies that are EMTs.
Yeah.
Right. Like if somebody's tripping out bad, like give them some volume, this and that, like calm them down.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then yeah, I had a buddy. If you say you had a long one of those weekends or something, and you're not feeling the best. Maybe your serotonin's a little down. Take one of those to recover.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anxiety reduction, muscle relaxation, sedation, seizure control, and alcohol withdrawal. Relief.
All right. Okay. Those. I did a float tank once just to see if I could.
I want
to
try
chill out and relax. Right?
Yeah. Deprivation.
Now, I know for a fact that the salt water itself is good for your body.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And pulling all those impurities out. But I don't know that I need to float, so to speak. Like, I didn't. People said you could fall asleep in there, you could do all this stuff, and I'm just sitting in there. I think there was a radio in there, so I turned the radio station on, and I'm floating, and I'm just kind of starting to get bored.
You shouldn't have had a radio station on.
I should have or should not have.
Should not.
Well, they had a radio in there, so I just.
I know, but it's supposed to be deprivation,
right?
You know, that's the whole idea.
And I think the point of floating too is that you have no stress on any of your muscles there. You're just kind of suspended.
Correct. When I got out, I was like, well, okay. I just didn't get to see. I'm not good at meditation or any of those things, and I know they're all good things for you. I can't get into that zone for some reason.
Well, that's what's good about a deprivation tank is it kind of you don't have to be good at meditation. It kind of puts you there,
right?
Because
you're
at the same level as the water. It's the same temperature as your body, so you kind of forget where you start and where you end.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got something out of it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, but you should not have had a radio. That's
yeah. There shouldn't be any noise. That's kind of the point.
All right. Okay. Well, I messed that up. well, I did. They had a radio in there. I'm like, I'm bored.
I don't know why they had a radio.
So you're judging the jock.
I'm bored. I'm just sitting there listening. Like this.
Usually, it plays soft music to kind of wake you up out of it.
I mean, I just picture like a bunch of Tibetan monks, and it's dead silent, and they're all face down in prayer, and then somebody cues up Metallica. Like, it's just, this isn't the time.
Okay, gotcha.
All the rock.
Gotcha.
Master.
What's almost better or worse
when
you finally...
Let's keep the lid out. Keep praying.
Gave something a try. Guys, I've always wanted to be a teacher. Now, I love teaching. I found out I hate being a teacher. The funny thing is I'm still teaching.
Oh.
I
think there's a lot of people in their careers that have that kind of same feeling.
Yeah, because there's a difference between being a teacher and teaching.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Another person says being a cop. I'm just not the right personality for it. So I went back to being a medic. Working in daycare made me realize I love my kids. I don't love all kids.
Yeah, I have no confusion with that.
No, you love your kids because they're yours. Any other kids, you naturally love them. And you want to do them right. But anyone else's kids, you're just like, yeah, whatever.
They're a-holes.
But your kids will weigh on your last nerve. And like you said, the reason they're not murdered is because they are yours. And that is the beginning and end of that whole statement. That's I love you so much, you get to survive. That's it. That's parenting.
Right. What was better or worse when you finally gave something a try, guys? Cocaine and bungee jumping. Did not like bungee jumping. I'll tell you what I did in December is I went ziplining.
Yeah.
I had been one time before. That is the last time I'll ever go ziplining.
Why?
I mean, the harness is absolutely just wrecking your genitals.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
It is absolutely. I mean, I was in so much pain when I dropped off of one platform. My ass also hit the platform.
Right.
Because the line was a little slacky. And I dropped down, bruised my tailbone, and basically wrecked myself. I mean, I sat on my on my testicles. And I was just like, oh my God. And so the whole way down, I'm feeling it go up into my stomach.
Oh,
and not only this zip line course was probably 12 different runs. So I do this on the second run, and I've still got 10
more to go.
10 more to go. And I'm just like, I can just feel the pain in my groin, just how bad this hurts. Just right up to just chafing my schwanch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.